With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The April jobs report shows the unemployment rate remained steady from the previous month. We get the numbers from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Labor Department reported Friday that U.S. employers added 177,000 jobs in April. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.2%. Both numbers, which demonstrate that the U.S. labor market remains in good condition, are based on surveys taken in the immediate wake of the Trump administration's move in early April to institute the highest level of tariffs on imports since the 1930s. The gain extended the streak of U.S. job growth to 52 months. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The numbers are in on the efforts by the Department of Government Efficiency to rein in fraud, abuse, and waste.
Since January, 200,000 federal employees have been laid off, while over 75,000 accepted a buyout option known as deferred retirement. In total, more than 260,000 federal workers have been dismissed since President Trump took office. Elon Musk, who heads up Doge, says the department is making progress, but acknowledged that it, quote, could be more effective. Yet, so far, Doge has saved the government over $160 billion. Ken Lorman, Washington.
The Army has confirmed there will be a military parade on President Trump's birthday in June as part of the celebration around the service's 250th birthday.
In a statement Friday, Army spokesman Steve Warren said the birthday celebration will include a spectacular fireworks display, the parade, and a day-long festival on the National Mall. Plans obtained by the AP say the procession will include Stryker vehicles, two companies of tanks, Bradley and Paladin artillery vehicles, and howitzers, with the heavier vehicles joining the procession near the Lincoln Memorial.
Correspondent Jennifer King reports that the parade will follow a route from Arlington, Virginia, to the National Mall. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports social media is becoming an even bigger problem for many adolescents.
We all know that moms and dads think Instagram, TikTok, and the rest of them are harmful to young people in a lot of ways, but now the kids themselves are catching on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 48% of teens believe that social media harms people their age, up from 32% just 2 years ago. Experts say social media exposes adolescents to a variety of bad things, including pornography and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Organizers in the Kentucky Center in Washington, D.C. have canceled a week's worth of events promoting the LGBT agenda for this summer's World Pride Festival. The move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership by President Trump. Both the firing of the president and the chairman of the Kennedy Center took place in early February. This is SRN News. Microsoft is raising prices on the Xbox. In an announcement, the company said it will be raising prices on the Xbox consoles, controllers, headsets, and on some of the games. Price increases taking effect globally, with the exception of headset prices. They are only going up in the U.S. and Canada. Jennifer King reports on a deadly tour van crash in Yellowstone.
Seven people have died and eight were injured after a vehicle crashed Thursday night on a stretch of highway near Henry's Lake State Park in eastern Idaho. State police say the driver of a Dodge Ram died when the pickup truck collided with a tour van carrying 14 people. The crash is under investigation. Roger Merrill was driving home and shot clips of flames engulfing the two vehicles and survivors being helped by the side of the road. Merrill says it took what felt like a long time for responders to arrive because of the remote location, 16 miles west of Yellowstone National Park. I'm Jennifer King.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.